For some of us, math is more torture than recreation or devotion. But there may be a reason for that. Michael Gurian is an educator and author of a book called The Wonder of Girls. He told Anne Strainchamps that the scales are tipped toward boys when it comes to math.
The brain situation is that a lot of girls, the brains are not as well suited or set up to do especially complex math. The male brain tends to develop more cortical areas in the right hemisphere for spatials, which then translate to design, measurement, and so on. And females tend to develop in the right hemisphere, they tend to develop more language centers, so they don't develop as much cortical life or cortical areas for the spatials. So for a lot of girls, they end up better at verbals, not as good at spatials, which then translates to better at reading, writing, and so on, and not as good at math science.
Has anybody done some sort of study where you put a girl and a boy next to each other, wire them up on PET scans or MRIs or something, and give them some basic math problems, algebra or something to do, and, what's going on in their brains?
Yeah, absolutely. One person who comes to mind is Reuben Gur at the University of Pennsylvania, who I think is, one of the earliest innovators here, using the MRIs and the PET scans. And he would take, 17, 18, 19-year-olds initially, and he'd put them on the scans, and he'd give them problems. And, okay, so one thing he would notice is that the female brain, when it handles a problem, more brain centers are trying to light up. There's more going on. There's about 15% more blood flow in the brains of the girls than in the brains of the boys. Bracketing in all exceptions. There are certainly some exceptions, some boys who have 15% more blood flow, but for the most part, it's the girls. So one thing is there's more blood flow. So they're both doing the same problem. The girls, though, have so much more blood flow and so many more brain centers trying to solve the problem that it gives them an advantage and a disadvantage. It makes them more inductive. They're taking in more to solve the problem, but with just a straight math question, that actually can be a disadvantage, and that male brain that's only using two or three centers and doesn't have as much blood flow can arrive at the answer more quickly because there's less going on. It's more directed, more task-focused. So that's one thing he noticed. He also noticed different parts of the brain lighting up in the girls' brains and in the boys' brains.
Is this all about which centers of the brain tend to be used, or is there also anything about brain chemistry, different levels of different brain chemicals?
Yes, absolutely. The brain centers definitely matter, and also the chemicals and hormones matter. I'll give a for instance. The more testosterone that surged in the mother's womb during gestation, the more brain centers for spatials develop in the right hemisphere of the brain, male or female. Some folks may know that's the time period in the womb when a lot of the gender of the brain is set and is formed. At puberty, we notice also amazing differences. When a girl's estrogen is surging during her cycle, she will tend to do better on her math quiz or her math test. When her progesterone is surging and estrogen and progesterone are out of balance, so this would be the time when she would feel perhaps very moody, very low, almost depressed. During that time in the cycle, her progesterone is very high.
This would be premenstrual.
Especially, better than me, there are the two time periods in the cycle, premenstrual being one of them, when that progesterone is high and that estrogen is low. That's a really bad time to give her a math test. And, we have all these studies that show us that she would do much better if we could give her that test when the estrogen's higher, because what progesterone is doing is sort of shutting down the brain. And what the estrogen does is light up the brain. That's another way in which we've noticed how the brain chemicals affect it. And even a third way, and this is a way that really helps girls, as we change the way we teach math to accommodate the needs of all the children, we notice that the higher serotonin person, which tends to be a female, the female brain secretes more serotonin than the male brain, and serotonin calms us down. And so if we do the external teaching of math in ways that are effective for females, they very quickly can start doing actually better than a lot of the boys who are fidgeting all the time, moving around, and can't focus, because the female brain is already set up to be calmer, to sit in that chair better, to have better fine motor skills in terms of taking notes and writing things down. In some ways, that female brain is better generally set up for learning in our school environments.
Hmm. Is there anything biological you could do? Anything parents could do? I mean, we've been talking about brain chemicals. What about supplements or brain exercises or something?
Yeah. There's a lot of great stuff out there. I talk a lot about two key things for girls, nutrition and exercise. This is especially true from about 10 on. Why? A lot of it's about hormones and about the hormones, how the hormones cycle, and then it's about brain chemicals. I'm going to give a, for instance, nutrition. A lot of kids are eating carbohydrates for breakfast. They're eating cereal. Say at 7:30, they eat their cereal, their Cheerios, let's say, and then they go to school. And so then it's 8:30, they go and they do some math. Well, that was the wrong brain food to do math. It would be the right brain food if they were going to go out and be physical. Certainly, we need the carbs for that. But the carbs are just sort of washing through the brain, doing very little good for problem solving.
What do you need for problem solving?
We want more protein for those kids, and in this case, for those girls early on. We want more protein at 7:30 in the morning. I'm not a doctor who wants to tell people what they should feed their kids, but they'll see the research in my books, and they'll say, oh, okay. I mean, a lot of people write me email and say, oh, you know, I started feeding eggs or some other protein to my girl, and she's doing way better, you know, because they got rid of the carbohydrates.
Why does protein help your brain learn?
Okay, let's give an example. Fish is an example of a protein that you can use which builds these omega-3s. Those omega-3s have a direct relationship to success of the brain in learning. Studies all over the world, Japan, Scandinavia, U.S. So just that omega-3 is helpful. Then protein in itself, it's just better than carbohydrate in a lot of ways because carbohydrates require the body to move this through the body. So the body-brain continuum has to spend a lot of energy moving carbohydrates. It makes the body fidget more. It makes the body want to move more. It can't sit and solve the problem as well. Whereas the protein takes much longer for the body to deal with, and you don't have to stand up and exercise to move the protein through like you would the carbohydrate.
There's one other thing I read. I think I read it in one of your books that was really intriguing, that girls who take iron supplements can do better in math. Is this right?
Right. Iron. Oh, yeah. There's another big one. Okay. And again, now I'm here on the air. I'm not telling people rush out and get iron supplements. First, talk to someone, especially if your child is on any medication. But having said that, the female body and brain, as every woman knows, especially because of the loss of blood and the hormonal cycle, loses a lot more iron than the male. We have now linked iron to math. We know that girls who take iron supplements, who are not losing as much iron, do better in math. And we notice that iron seems to, you know, I think we'll cement this here in the next year, but already we can see that it seems to help the girls' brains to do problem solving, especially in the area of math. So it's assisting in the spatials. So iron is great. Calcium also, you know, girls lose a lot of calcium, of course, through the hormonal cycle. And when the calcium gets very low, it's hard for the brain to think. So calcium and iron are two to look at.
Michael Gurian's the author of The Wonder of Girls. Anne Strainchamp spoke with him.